What's going on, everybody? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We are back after a short hiatus. Eddie Greer hosts the Purple Project Podcast, where if you're new to the podcast or you've been wondering what in the world's been going on, the Purple Project Podcast is all about Kansas State athletics. And we're going to just dive on here real quickly, obviously, kicking this thing back off after a little bit of technical issues on my end, trying to figure out what's been going on with that, and finally getting that all that techie stuff figured out for my podcast. And we're back off and rolling here in the Purple Project Podcast. Glad to be back for the K-State Podcast, of course, the weekly edition. It's been a couple weeks now since our last episode, obviously. Me and Alex will be reuniting this weekend following the Iowa State game in primetime this Saturday. And speaking of which, we're going to just talk about football real quick here as I'm recording this on Wednesday. Wednesday, the 13th of October. We're almost halfway through this thing in the month of October. But obviously, the last time the Cats were on the field, they lost to Oklahoma, which ranked 6th at the time. And pretty much in a close game, obviously. I didn't do a reaction of that game due to technical difficulties. Maybe I might stick one in here. Maybe not, because I have another busy weekend ahead of me. But anyways, here, obviously, K-State had to buy, so that was, I guess, perfect timing for this podcast to kind of take a buy as well. K-State lost to Oklahoma 37-31. Obviously, there was a couple controversial calls. Obviously, I don't have a whole lot of time to get into that, obviously. But, yep, Chris Klieman, that this early bye week came at a right time for them, dealing with a lot of injuries right now. And obviously, kind of the big moment throughout this 2 weeks, obviously, was the return of Skylar Thompson. So, the media that were close to the team weren't playing around after all, huh? Skylar Thompson obviously played with that big brace 2 weeks ago. I was there against Oklahoma, and we see some impressive games while Skylar threw the football, but that was damn impressive what Skylar did through the air. Obviously limited due to his knee, and obviously this past bye week helped him a little bit in getting better. So definitely anxious to see what he does. Obviously, he's a couple weeks renewed from that almost devastating knee injury that he suffered against Southern Illinois. But the question is, can K-State obviously get off the snide in big trouble play? They got Iowa State coming in here to Manhattan Saturday night in prime time on ESPN2. And Iowa State also coming off a bye week as well. A lot of Big 12 championship aspirations for them. Well, it took a big hit against Baylor. And Iowa State sitting at 1-1 right now in the conference play. K-State has yet to score a victory. And oh my, would it be nice to see K-State. Big Saturday for yours truly. We'll be in KC on Friday and Saturday morning. KC Marathon going down this Saturday. And then I'll be back. I will not be at the race. Not at the football game Saturday night due to a little choice and decisions. But hey, I will be still watching. Hey, it's national TV, ESPN2, national TV, and a chance for K-State to get payback for what Iowa State did to K-State last year, that drubbing in Ames last year. So, but you know, Chris Klieman getting his group together a little bit, trying to heal up a little bit here and there. They've been nicked up here early through. Five games already, 3-2 coming in here. And this is a big game for Chris Klieman's team. I mean, you don't want to go 0-3. Obviously, you have Iowa State, and then you pretty much got a clearing here. Clearing here in the next several games, obviously. So when you look at the Big 12, obviously, OU and Oklahoma State, the Oklahoma State team sit up top of the Big 12 standings right now. OU 3-0, especially with their quarterback issues right now for them, and they dodged a bullet. They really dodged two bullets. Well, really three bullets on top of that. So they could easily be 0-3 instead of 3-0. Oklahoma State 2-0 right now, but probably the biggest surprise really to me is that team, the other team down there, not Texas, but Baylor. Oh, crap. This Baylor team, 3-1 in conference play, and 5-1 right now overall right now, and they're sitting in a catbird seat right now. They have not played neither of those teams right now. So Baylor's a scary team with a dynamic quarterback right now. Texas with that heartbreaking loss in Red River Shootout against Oklahoma last week. Another Red River Shootout, high scoring affair, which came down to the final minutes of that ball game. Texas fell, and they fell in the rankings as well, the 25th overall. And Iowa State sits there. K-State, once again, sitting there in the second half of the standings behind TCU and Texas Tech, K-State, Kansas, and West Virginia. 0-3, Ophirs right now. So for K-State, they got to get this one. There's just no question about Iowa State. I know, yes, they have Brock Purdy and Breece Hall, but Iowa State's been a team that have been very inconsistent. And this is a team, again, they came in here with Big 12 aspirations, but they've really struggled, and they got to come into Manhattan in prime time. And, oh, boy, you don't want to – you can't use excuses like last year. A lot of people using – yes, COVID happened last year. We get that. That's – in the book, that's in the past chapter, right? Now, okay, you have Skylar back, and he's coming off that injury. He threw the ball very well. If he was healthy against Oklahoma State, we might be talking a different little scenario here. But for these guys, all around, they need to have this game under lights, prime time. I'm sure, bro, the Bills gonna be rocking. It's Farmageddon. It's time. And they need to play with a lot of chips on their shoulders because the beatdown they took last year. So for them, they got to have this game. And West Virginia down here, 0-3. I just realized that as well. So a couple big surprises down here. K-State winless in Big 12 play. West Virginia and Kansas, KU still a work in progress with that situation as well. Obviously, we'll do a Big 12 roundtable here probably at the end of the week as well. So for Skylar Thompson, Jerron McPherson, these guys, they've been battling injuries, but it's time to step up. I mean, time is ticking, and we can't worry about no Big 12 title right now. We got to get a win on the board. You know, nothing better to get our first win of 2021 in conference play against Iowa State. The Pro Project Podcast is back in gear. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Apologize for the small hiatus, but I had to get it fixed. Get things figured out and get things fixed so I can get back to podcasting. One of the things I love to do, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audio Boom, and more. The Pro Project Podcast, all about Kansas State sports, back in high gear. We'll get you caught up with what's been going on. Soccer achieved something big while we're away as well. Basketball is about to get going here very shortly, cross country and high gear as well. We'll get you set, caught up with all that here in the upcoming days of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!